We believe that it is high time to normalize the relationship between Sudan and the United States of America. Sudan is a very important country, whether it remains united or separated. The area Sudan is having in between North and Central Africa, between East and West Africa, is a very important area for the United States of America policies in Africa, for the American interests in Africa. Normalizations of the U.S. and Sudanese relations is very important. The present government in Sudan is having maximum support of the people according to the last elections. It will stay there with our support. Normalization of the relations between the U.S. and the Sudanese government is important for both sides. It is high time to normalize those relations.
Some analysts have said that President Obama's naming General Scott Gershon to be the special representative to Sudan demonstrates the administration's willingness to work with Sudan. What do you say to that?
I agree on that. General Gershon has been doing, I think, an acceptable job during the last period. But the problem is that it's still the Obama administration is under the pressure of lobby groups within the United States of America. If the administration is not capable of, find a way to uplift that pressure on the administration, particularly some of the egos of the administration, including Susan Rice, who's been an enemy of Khartoum for a long time, and at the time I've called for bombardment of Khartoum, similar to what happened in Serbia. The Obama administration requires to have a successful policy in Sudan, because with that success, I think that will be a very important success in Africa for the policy of the Obama administration. That requires normalization of the relations, but that requires to be capable of finding a way to release the administration capabilities from the lobby groups within the United States, like ENOUGH, etc.
What steps is Sudan willing to take in order to normalize relations with Washington?
We've always been engaged in dialogue with the United States government, not during the Obama administration, but even with the aggressive George Bush administration. But that willingness to normalize the relations has always been confronted with, let us say, a deaf ear. And we've always been let down by the negative behavior of the U.S. government. We are ready to normalize the relations on mutual interest of both countries. We know that the United States of America is a leading international power. We are not enemies of the U.S. people or the U.S. government. We are willing to normalize the relations, but we need to be respected and be treated mutually. There is no reason for the U.S. administration to obstruct the delete of debts on Sudan. There is no reason to obstruct the loans from the World Bank and the IMF. The government of the United States of America continuously have been doing that, although the United States of America have played a great role in the signing of the CPA, but that has not been followed with constructive policies to support the achievement that has happened in Nifasha. We look forward for the Obama administration to do that. There are reasonable senior politicians in that administration who are willing to do so, but they have always been obstructive by some of the egos of that administration.
So if I may ask you this last question, Professor Gandour, what will be your message to the international community ahead of the referendum?
Support Sudan to finish off the CPA. Support Sudan to remain united. Separation of Southern Sudan is a wrong message to the African continent, where there are 27 countries witnessing inter and intra-state conflicts. If separation occurs in Southern Sudan, that will pave the way for other separationists in other African countries to follow suit. The area of the Great Lakes and East Africa and the Horn of Africa are vulnerable areas in terms of security and peace. That area will endanger African and international peace. Support the unity of Sudan, support peace in Sudan, and end some of the mess which may happen after 2011.